done for me. You ought to have been there. Anybody saved? Anybody saved? I'm just asking the question. We in the house of the Lord, but everybody in the house ain't necessarily saved. They say, you ought to have been there when he saved my soul. You ought to have been there when he wrote my name on the roll. One thing I'm glad about today is that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. We in summer hours, so we gonna get right to it. Amen. I don't know what y'all got planned for this evening, but I want y'all to have a good afternoon, a good eat, good fellowship, and good fun. And some of us are going to rest. So if you would, just stand to your feet for a moment. Let us read this scripture, and we gonna get ready to move. Coming from Acts, the 20th chapter, verses 22 through 24, and then 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And it reads on this wise. It says, and see now, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. Pin that. God said it. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. 2 Timothy 1 and 12 says, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Somebody say, these things.
These things.
These things. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God. We bless you, oh God. We thank you that you are the God of our salvation and the God who is more than enough to keep us. Now, Father, we pray that you would just send down a fresh anointing, oh God. Father, touch these lips of clay, and God, touch the hearts that will hear the word. We need to hear from you on this morning, God. And we ask, Father, that you would move, oh God, from the pulpit to the door. Have your way in this place, oh God. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If the truth be told, if the truth be told, some of us are going through some things that would warrant us, oh, I would say being distressed, that would warrant us giving up, would justify saying, I've had it, I can't take anymore. Some of us would be warranted to be depressed, discouraged, entertaining defeat, and even maybe giving up. And if you can't get there, I surely know that I have. I shared with somebody that I have been and participated in at least 6 funerals in the last 10 days, from last Thursday to today. And some may say, oh, well, you're going to be there with somebody else. 4 of them were personal.
Wow.
Amen. That's a lot. That's enough to make you want to just crawl underneath the bed and just say, God, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What I want to, my thought for you today is, don't be moved. Things change, but God doesn't.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Don't be moved. Things change, but God doesn't. Paul is our person of interest on this morning. I heard Minister CJ say, take out your pens and pencils. Amen. What do we know about Paul? We know that Paul was hand-chosen by God to preach the gospel, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Originally, Saul is what he was known as, and he was the persecutor of the followers of Jesus. But then Saul had a close encounter with Jesus Christ. Just as hard as he persecuted the people following Jesus, once he got it, and he got it right, he was on fire for the Lord. Proof positive that when you meet Jesus for real, something happens. And what happens on the inside shows on the outside. But now here's the question. Well, anybody, when you first got saved, you thought life was going to be all right, and then all H-E-double-L fell out. Let me tell you, that's what Paul went through. He was worshiping God. He was happy. He was excited. They called him a zealot. He was crazy, a fanatical. And guess what happened? The people didn't trust him. The people tried to kill him. The people didn't believe him. The more he pressed for Christ, the more they threw him in jail. They tried to kill him. They did everything that they could to defeat this man from doing what he wanted to do, and that was to serve Christ. See, but God knew that Paul had a past. Why am I saying that? Anybody here got a past? Anybody got some things that you don't want anybody to ever find out about? Amen. Listen, I'm going to raise my hand. Might raise two. There's some things that I want God to leave covered up. Amen. You see me now, but you didn't see me then. And so look, Miss Barbara told you she was at school with me at City College. We've got over 40 years together. The Pat you see now is not the Patricia she knew then. Amen. But God, he knew Paul's past, but yet he had a special plan for his life. Why am I saying that? Saints, don't let your past detour your future. Don't think that God can't use you just because your past has some ugly in it. Just because your past has some crazy in it. God knows all about you. He knew you before you knew you, and he's going to do what he needs to do. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God created us. He knows what he put in. Amen. And see, he knows even though you don't know, or you may not want to admit it. Anybody running from something? We coming back to that. God done called you to do something, and you keep saying, no, not me. I can't do that. But here, when we look at Paul's life, many people say, oh, I could never be like Paul. But we do have a lot of Paul in us. Because you got to understand, he took him from being a mess, and he wrote 13 books of the New Testament. He went and he evangelized churches. What's special about Paul is that whenever he started a church, he always came back to see about them. All right? But in this Acts chapter 20, Paul was getting ready to leave. He was almost at the end of his journey, and he was saying goodbye to the people. It tells us that he was on his way to Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit had already told him there was going to be trouble in Jerusalem. Had already told him that his life was in danger. And Paul's response was, none of these things move me. I'm going forward. I'm going to finish the work. I'm going to finish my course. That's why I want to say to you today, there's going to be some things. That's why I said, you say these things. There's some things in your life that's going to make you want to give up. That's going to make you not want to give up and welcome the visitor. That's going to make you not want to be the Women's Day chair. That's going to make you not want to hold and handle the 65th anniversary. There's some things going on that might cause you to say, I'm not going to do this. I've had enough, and I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't want to preach. I don't want to teach. I don't want to usher. I don't want to be security. I don't want to work with the kids. I don't. Don't let none of the things that are coming at you stop you from doing what God has called you to do. We've got to have a made-up mind. A made-up mind that no matter what happens, I'm going with Jesus all the way. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I know some of y'all don't want to look at me today, but we've got to do that. You can't look at who is and who isn't. What did God call you to do? What did God gift you to do? See, amen. All of us have received at least one gift. Some of us have gotten more, but at least one. That's why I thank the people for being in place today. Because if God has called you to it, then you need to do what God has called you to do. Amen? Period. Even if it's you by yourself. Pastor's not here. Deacons, you're supposed to be ready to preach. If there's no minister on the pulpit, survive. That's the Bible. That's not minister. That's what the Bible says. Amen? So understand, trouble is going to come your way. But here's where the problem comes in. We get moved so easily, don't we? Things happen. Trouble in my way. I got to cry sometimes. Trouble moves me. Disasters, funerals, people sick, let that stop us from doing what we need to do for God. We asked the question here one Sunday, listen, what's the problem that you have? No problem was with God. Every problem was with people. Don't be moved by the people. Circumstances change. God does not. Do not let people, places, or things move you from serving God. Amen? Amen. I need you to understand this. What has God called you to do? What path has He placed you on that you sort of swerved to the right, swerved to the left, turned around, tried to say no? You want me to make it personal? Watch this. In this ordination process, you know, you have to write a statement. It's called a creedal statement. And they ask you, when were you called to preach? So you got to tell the truth, right? So the truth of the matter was, when I really stopped to look at it, that I had been running for this thing for almost 20 years. That's a sin and a shame, okay? I've justified, I told me and my intelligent self, justified, if I just teach, that's good. If I just do that. But what happened is that when you keep running, there's going to come a time when God's going to say, I'm going to open this door one last time. And if you don't walk through it, the door will shut and never open again. I hope somebody's hearing me. You can't keep telling God no and keep expecting Him to open the door. Amen. When you get ready, it's not always your time. It's God's time. There's grace and there's mercy. But if God's been pulling at your heart, wow. Hello, somebody. If God's been pulling, it's time to respond. Don't wait till it's too late, because there is a time that's too late, and God will find somebody else to do the work that He had called you to do. But what happens? Now you're going to suffer loss of reward for failure to obey God. That's all right. Somebody needs to hear that. Because that can apply on your job, that can apply on your family, that can apply in your relationship with God. What is God calling me to do, and what am I not answering? All right, I'm going to bring y'all back. But somebody needs to hear that, because we run. Are there any runners in the house? Amen. Okay, I just want to know if I'm in the right place. Amen. There's a few runners in the house. And listen, when we slow to say yes, you know that's still disobedience, right? You get that? I see my friend looking at me. So anyway, look. Paul. These things. Paul was determined to stand strong in the midst of adversity. Adversity tests your strength. How strong are you? Adversity says, what does it take? Fortitude, rather, says, what does it take for you to give up? Some of you have given up some things because you just couldn't take it anymore. But God allows trouble in our lives to test where we stand in our faith. Get this, all right? Trouble doesn't mean that God has given up on you. Trouble means that the devil is mad because he knows what God is getting ready to bless you with. Trouble can sometimes mean that the devil wants to grab you, snatch you, cause you not to give God praise so you can give up on God and not do what God has anointed you to do. Don't give the devil any space. Give God the praise. Don't let the devil steal from you what God has blessed you with. If God says it's you, then you trust God to take you all the way, saints. Amen? Amen. That's what Paul did 13, some say 14 books later. But people were saved. People were healed. People were delivered. In fact, here's the funny about Paul. He preached so long a man fell out the window and died. Y'all didn't know that story, huh? But someone died. But Paul went downstairs, laid his body on him, and when he left, he said, he's going to be all right. There's life in him. But that's the power that was in him, because he was being obedient to God. We've got to obey God and trust Him to do what He said He's going to do. What are your difficulties? What's slowing you down? What's keeping you from going forward in God? Is it people? Is it places? Is it attitude? Is it hurt? Have you been hurt in church? Yeah, everybody has. Yeah. Amen. Anybody been hurt in church? Yeah. Somebody been hurt in church. Anybody ever felt like giving up? Not going forward? Anybody, we called you to be a worship leader, and you said, I can't do it, and then you were good at it. When you put it in the hands of God, watch what God will do. You see, it's not about you. It's about the power of God in you. We serve a God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond anything and everything that you could ever imagine. So don't put a limit on God. Don't tell God, I can't be a preacher. Don't tell God, I can't be a deacon. Don't tell God, I can't be a nurse. We need some. Don't tell God, I can't sing. Y'all see CJ get up here and sing his heart out. His heart is right. Amen. You come. Let the music team work with you. What we have to understand, y'all laughing, it's okay. CJ love God. Amen. CJ loves the Lord. Look. His voice and his feet going to catch up soon. Watch this. Right, CJ? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But it's all right. It's okay. I look at this here. Do you know that God has already spoken victory over your life? Do not allow anything to move you from your God-ordained position of victory. Wow. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
God has already declared victory over your life. Question should be, I don't see victory. I don't feel victory. When is the victory coming? Don't you get out of position, because when God gets ready to shower and he gets ready to bless you, you need to be there. Don't be moved. Things change. Circumstances change. Here's the goodie. People change, don't they? Huh? People change for real, for real. One minute they're your friend, the next minute they not. One minute they got your back, the next minute they don't. Don't depend on people, depend on God. Amen? Let none of those things move you. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Don't give up, because God's already declared it. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. There it talks about the outward man is perishing. We know that this body is a temporary thing. We know that this body is not going to last forever. All right? It says that the outward man is perishing, that these things of the world. Don't let the fact that your body is decaying keep you from serving God. Don't let it stop you from serving God. We all know Minister Turner has had this challenge, but you've got to see God in her life. She's got movement in her legs, movement in her arms. There's a bishop in Georgia who got hit. Car in the back, car in the front. They only say they bruised his spine. He has no movement in his legs, no movement in his hands. We pray it, but it has not stopped him, because he's yet blessing people with his mouth. He's already forgiven the man that banged into him, and it's the cause of his injury. But while he's in that hospital bed, people are being saved, people are being healed, people are being delivered. Why? Because the bishop was determined he ain't going to let nothing stop him, nothing move him from declaring the word of the Lord our God. Amen? Amen. We need to get some of that like the bishop. No matter what happens in our life, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, let's find another example. Think about David and Goliath. Now, we all know the story of David, but you've got to look at him when he had to face this giant. He was little. He was the runt. In fact, the giant was like, why do you send this little puny dog out here against me, the warrior? But David had a none of these things attitude. He was like, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine? How dare you come against the God, the God of my salvation? And he was victorious. There was no fear in David, because he was confident in the God that he served. He was persuaded that God would do it. We need that attitude, saints. Say, none of these things, none of these things will move me. I shall not be moved. What giants are challenging you today? You have to ask yourself that question. I'm sure it's not a physical giant. Those days are over. But there may be an emotional giant. There may be an emotional hurt giant that's holding on to you and won't let you move past. The giant. David Lawrence sang that song, Giants Do Die. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Well, saints, it's time for you to come against the giants in your life. Don't run. Stand strong. Stand and look and tell that giant, stand up. Move out of my way. I'm not moving, so somebody's got to go. Yep. Few of my fighters in the house. Amen, right? You had to do the stand down, right? I'm not moving. Who gonna swing first? Somebody's gonna do this. Well, when you come against your giant, know whom you serve. Know where your strength lies. Know that as long as God is on your side, what does the Bible say? If God be for us, who can be against us? So it could be a 7-foot-2 giant. It could be a $20,000 bill. It could be a foreclosure notice. It could be that your car has broken down. It could be that your best friend has just died. Whatever it is that's facing you, the giant has to die. You cannot be moved by the circumstances in your life. Well, let's look at these physical ailments. Sometimes when you get a diagnosis, you don't want to go anymore. But you got to get the "this doesn't bother me" attitude, like our sister Pauline. She has been in treatment for almost 5 or 6 weeks, every single day. And when you go to see her, she's got something good to say. When you talk to her on the phone, she just says, "God is good. God is keeping me. God is able." That's a "none of these things move me because I trust God to do it." She could have taken a different attitude, couldn't she? She could say, "God, this is too much. God, I've been suffering in my body." But she said, "Oh well, thy will be done. I trust God." Does anybody trust God in the midst of their circumstances? Is anybody willing to say, no matter what it looks like, I'm going with Jesus all the way? The giant must die. He will not have rule over my life. He will not have control. My God is greater. My God is able. My God can do it. Cancer won't hold me down. Listen, arthritis won't hold me down. Leg being stiff won't hold me down. Not my feet, not my head, not my hands, not my eyes. God has got this, and God is going to do it. Amen? Amen. Listen, we've all got some hard things in our life. And some of them go back to our childhood. It might be molestation. It might be physical abuse. It might be that you were abandoned. Whatever it is, there's some hard things in our life that we don't always overcome. But I want you to say this to you today. Don't let that hard thing keep you from the good thing of God. Amen. Don't let the hard thing keep you from the good thing of God. Well, what are you talking about, preacher? Think about the promises of God. Think about it, that God, everything he did, he said it's good. He looked at it and he said it's good. God's word is good. God is good and he does good. There is no failure in our God. What he touches is good. Amen? It's good. But when we stray away from God, when we get distracted, when we let these things of our life affect our faith, affect our ability to stand strong, now we're moving away from God and not moving towards God. So now I say, listen, don't let your hard thing block the blessing of God in your life. What does 84 say, ushers? Psalm 84:11 says, "The Lord our God is a sun and he is a shield. He will give grace and glory." But here's the good part. No good thing. Somebody say, no good thing. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Amen, say. Don't get stuck in these things that wear you out. Don't get stuck in the things that are only temporary and the here on this earth. Trust God for the good thing, because he's going to do the good thing in your life. The good is coming. As soon as you decide to give up, don't you know the enemy can see it? So he's going to come harder at you so that you give up before the blessing. So now you missed the blessing just when it was right there, ready to open up the door, but you gave up and gave up on God. I think I've told you the story of a friend who called me going through a rough, rough time. A believer, but she was ready to get the thugs to take care of this man that was giving her grief. We had to pray. Didn't know what she was going to do, but God. Thank you, Jesus. He moved. Do you know the papers were granted the very next day? Had she given up that night, had she called her brothers and the other folk to come and to get him, it would have been a done deal and she would have messed up her life. But she stopped and waited on the good thing of God. She trusted him. She trusted God to come and to rescue and to save her. What am I saying to you? It may seem too long, but trust God. The pain may be unbearable, but trust God. He's coming. He's working this thing out. God's going to do it, but don't give up and blow the blessing. Anybody need a blessing? Anybody waiting on God for something? See, you got to make up your mind. I'm going to wait patiently on God. Can't nobody do you like God can. Can't nobody heal you like God can. Can't nobody deliver you like God can. God and God alone is able to do it. So what do I need to do, minister? I need to speak to that problem. Don't let your circumstances speak louder than the promises of God. Let me say that again. Do not let your circumstances speak louder than the promises of God. Remember what I said. Don't be moved. Circumstances change, but God does not. His word doesn't change. His love doesn't change. His peace doesn't change. His power doesn't change. His protection doesn't change. His faithfulness doesn't change. I'll say it again. His love for you does not change. We can be a hot mess and yet God loves us and he will do whatever it is to keep you safe. Amen. So don't give up on God. No matter what it is, if you're depressed, reach forth your hand unto God and say, God, I need you. If you're thinking about taking your life, God, save me, deliver me. God, ask God for a sign. Say, God, put somebody in my path that will show me the way out of this problem. Don't take matters into your own hand. And listen, it's not just young people. We've got old people committing suicide, people who are giving up. You just heard the story of the husband that killed the children and the wife because life was just too much. He'd lost his job. Everything was looking down. I wonder, was there a believer in his life? Was there somebody to reach out? Listen, don't be moved by the circumstances. Trust God to move in your circumstances. Is life crazy? Yes, it is. Amen. Anybody say life is crazy? Life is crazy. Life is off the hook. Life is wearing me out. Life makes me want to just go climb up in the bed and pull the covers over my head and don't get up, Brother Arnell. Sometimes I just don't feel like doing it. But God, I've got to trust in God. People will fail you. Best friends will fail you. Husbands will fail you. Mothers, fathers will fail you. Pastors, preachers, ministers, deacons, everybody will fail you. The only dependable person is who? Amen. We got it. It's God. There's no, it's a but God, but God, but God. Our children depend on us, but sometimes parents fail their children, don't they? Amen. Parents aren't perfect. No, only God is perfect. So what do I say to you today? God has spoken victory over your life. God says, don't allow these things to hold you captive. You don't need to be in a prison without walls. We see you here, you smiling, but you go home and you're miserable. You've got to be like Paul. The Bible says that the righteous do suffer. So get this thing. We guarantee that there's going to be some suffering. We guarantee there's going to be some trials and there's going to be some tribulation. You guarantee that you've got to come through this. But the other part of it is, you guarantee that God is going to bring you out. You guarantee that God is going to be with you always. That he will never leave you nor forsake you. So what should we do? Let's speak life. Can you say it? I shall not be moved until God moves. I will not cast away my confidence in God. There is nothing too hard for my God. He is the infallible, the unchanging God. Therefore, I need not faint nor get weary. Because God is greater, I will not allow my circumstances to speak louder than God. Don't your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Here comes the final. Satan wants you. It's a war going on. Satan wants you. He doesn't want you happy. He doesn't want you successful. He doesn't want you victorious. You are his enemy. Don't play patty cake with the devil. Because when you play around with it, you're going to play with the fire and you will get burned. He will chew you up and spit you out. You've got to know, even if he can't stop you from going to heaven, he wants you to experience hell right here on earth. He doesn't want you to give God the glory because he wants God's glory. He doesn't want you to give God the praise because he wants the praise. Remember, he was in heaven with God. He was praise. Praise was in him. He knows what praise is, and that's why he wants it. But believers, on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't give the devil what he wants. When you see him coming, you got to tell him, I see you, devil. This ain't going to work. I'm going with Jesus all the way. I will not be moved. I'm not giving up. None of these things move me because I'm going with Jesus. He's promised me victory, and I'm going forward. If there's somebody here today that knows they need to tell God, I'm ready to go all the way. God, I'm determined not to look to the left. I'm not looking to the right. But I'm going forward with Jesus. Jesus has got my left, my right, my back. He's underneath me. And he is my front guard. There's no failure in God. So when you look and you think about Paul on today, look at your own life. You don't have to be a scholar. You just got to know Jesus and know that some things are coming into your life. You don't have to be a great Bible scholar to know that you need this word of God to help keep you, to help sustain you, to take you to where you need to be in God. But know this, God's word is true. God is a keeper. God will never give up on you. You might give up on him, but God stands ready to receive you at all times. All you have to do is come running. Come yield. Come say, Father, I need to be saved. Father, I need to be healed. Father, I need to be delivered. Father, there's some things in my life that I know that are not pleasing to you, but God, I know that you can. But God, I know that you will. I know, God, that you're going to move in my life. So what do? Don't move before God tells you to move. If the fire is hot, stay there. The three Hebrew boys stayed in the fire. And when they came out, they didn't smell like smoke. Their clothes were not burned. Nothing was wrong. You might be in the fire today, but stand still and wait on the salvation of the Lord. Let none of these things move you, because we've got a God who can quench the storm. We've got a God who can put out the fire. We've got a God that will let you lay down with the lions and never get bit. Thanks be to God for his saving power, his healing power, his delivering power. Do you believe that God is able? Are you determined not to be moved by anything that comes your way? As for me and my house, I'm not going to be moved. Greater Tabernacle, don't be moved. This is for us. Don't be moved. If we got something we're supposed to do, do it. Let us give God our very best. We can't half step. We can't talk about who we can't work with. God calls you to do something, do it. It don't feel good, give it to God. Amen. Amen. There's going to be vipers. There's going to be snakes. Listen, Paul came across one trouble and then he got bit by a snake. You may feel like a snake is biting you, but trust God, because when they come at you and they bite you, they're going to wonder why you didn't die. Because God has got you covered. So come as you want to, come as you will. I got God on my side. So your anger, your jealousy, your hurt ain't going to cause me to move, because none of those things will move me, because God has got my back. I'm covered by him. That's it, folks. We're going to thank God for blessing us. We're going to thank God for keeping us. We're going to thank God that he has given us the encouragement not to be moved. Not moved by your physical, not moved by your mental, not moved by by your emotional, not moved by your financial, not moved because somebody don't like you, not moved because somebody abandoned you. Listen, Jesus is the best thing. Amen. He is the best thing. And so today, as we prepare to move from this place, as God moves us to move, trust God and trust Him completely. Don't be moved till God says so. Don't be moved because people change, but God does not. He is the rock. He is the keeper. He is your strong tower. He is infallible. He can't be beat. Can't nobody touch Him. There's nobody like my God. All you have to do is believe and trust God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let us stand.